Job 36. And Elihu continued, "Bear with me a little longer, and I will show you that there is more to be said on God's behalf. I get my knowledge from afar, and I will ascribe justice to my Maker. For truly, my words are free of falsehood. One perfect in knowledge is with you. Indeed, God is mighty, but he despises no one. He is mighty in strength of understanding. He does not keep the wicked alive, but he grants justice to the afflicted. He does not take his eyes off the righteous, but he enthrones them with kings and exalts them forever. And if men are bound with chains, caught in cords of affliction, then he tells them their deeds and how arrogantly they have transgressed. He opens their ears to correction and commands that they turn from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, then they end their days in prosperity and their years in happiness. But if they do not obey, then they perish by the sword and die without knowledge. The godless in heart harbor resentment. Even when he binds them, they do not cry for help. They die in their youth among the male shrine prostitutes. God rescues the afflicted by their affliction and opens their ears in oppression. Indeed, he drew you from the jaws of distress to a spacious and broad place, to a table full of richness. But now you are laden with the judgment due the wicked. Judgment and justice have seized you. Be careful that no one lures you with riches. Do not let a large bribe lead you astray. Can your wealth or all your mighty effort keep you from distress? Do not long for the night when people vanish from their homes. Be careful not to turn to iniquity, for this you have preferred to affliction. Behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has appointed his way for him or told him, 'You have done wrong'? Remember to magnify his work, which men have praised in song. All mankind has seen it. Men behold it from afar. Indeed, God is great, beyond our knowledge. The number of his years is unsearchable. For he draws up drops of water, which distill the rain from the mist, which the clouds pour out and shower abundantly on mankind. Furthermore, who can understand how the clouds spread out, how the thunder roars from his pavilion? See how he scatters his lightning around him and covers the depths of the sea. For by these he judges the nations and provides food in abundance. He fills his hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark. The thunder declares his presence. Even the cattle regard the rising storm."